Well, what's going on in Amber's world?
Actually, my real dad had sexually, like, abused me. It started when I was 3 and didn't end until I was 12.
When did you tell your mother about this?
I told my mom, actually, a couple months ago.
Wow. I'm very sorry that happened to you, and I'm sorry you've had to carry it by yourself for so long.
Yeah, it gets hard, but I don't know. I got to stay strong for the family and stuff, so.
Well, I don't know about staying strong for any family, but you need to work as hard as you can and cooperate with those who are going to help you get healed.
Well, see, he actually, he walked out on me completely when I turned 13 years old. Like, he didn't want nothing to do with me or anything.
But when your parents split up, obviously your mother didn't know about all of this.
Mm-mm.
Is he going to jail, by the way?
No, sir.
Why not?
Because I'm actually in the process of trying to get him into jail and stuff, but he lives in a city to where he has, like, the law and everybody wrapped around his finger. They'll do anything that he says. He gets away with everything.
So how can I help you?
I'm just wanting to know, like, what should I do? Because here recently he's just been calling and stuff and wanting to be in my life and wants to be a dad to me, but I don't know what to do about it. Like, I don't know if I should let him in or just keep him blocked out like I have been.
Do you want him back in?
A little bit. A part of me does, but...
How much counseling and therapy have you had?
I've been in counseling since I was 9 years old.
Okay, but over this situation?
For at least, 3 months.
Uh-huh. What'd your therapist say? What did your therapist tell you?
That I need to do what my heart says to do, but make sure that I'm careful. Just keep an eye out. Like, don't stay the night with him or anything like that. Like, don't ever be to where I'm alone with him. Always have people around and be in public places.
Well, far be it from me to contradict your therapist, but I will give you my sense of it. My sense of it is you're not ready yet, that he still has such power over you. There's so much open wound emotionally, if you will. You're just not ready. It's not even close to a level playing field.
Yeah.
So I would say to him, I want to see that you're working on your life. And secondly, I'm still not ready for you. I have a lot of work to get over the violations that you did to me all these years.